The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate.
How are you?
I'm doing a lot better. Still recovering. But I'm doing well.
Recovering from what exactly?
Oh, I got an, I feel like I sound high.
Well, I don't really notice that much of a difference from normal.
Fuck. I think that's just
whatever that means.
Exactly. I got in a car accident last Wednesday. I was on my way to a show in San Jose. So, like, my friend was hosting this, like, they were showing Ghostbusters in San Pedro Square. It was a family event. He was like, hey, do you mind doing some comedy? I'm like, sure. And then he's like, keep it PG-13. And there's not that many kids. Just keep it PG-13. No F-bombs. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I'm like rehearsing my set. I'm a stop and go traffic. And then, you know, so I stop. Next thing I know, I get rear-ended. And I just get like super bad whiplash. Like I just start feeling this shooting pain from the back of my head to the front. Like, fuck me. Like, I'm going to be late to the show. Like, that's the only thing I could think of. Like, I'm already, like, if I didn't get in the accident, I would have been, like, 2 minutes early. So I'm like, fuck.
Right, because you leave yourself all sorts of latitude and time.
As you know, I'm always...
Five to 7 minutes late, yes.
Yes, that's my latitude and time. It's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So... what ended up happening was I got rear-ended, so I hit the car in front of me, and then... we get out, we exchange information, do all that fun stuff. And I was like, hey, so keep in mind, the guy that was in front of me driving, well, right after I hit him, his girlfriend runs out of the passenger side and is like, babe, my bra's undone. You got to do my bra, babe. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, I'm like hazy still. And I like woke up to this. I'm like, the fuck just happened?
You hit her so hard that her bra popped open.
That's what I was kind of confused about. And I was like, if anything, why are you running out of the car saying that, like screaming this, right?
Boobs akimbo.
So this guy, her boyfriend is this, like the guy that hit me is just like this little white kid. And I was just like, oh, I feel bad. Like he took full responsibility. He was really cool. Everyone involved in the accident was really cool. We just exchanged information. The guy in front of me, probably 5'8", 5'9", a white guy, completely tatted, like sleeves, everything. And I didn't want to stare too long to figure it out, but it was either a butterfly or a teardrop on his face.
Probably a butterfly.
Probably.
No.
So, well, the game had a butterfly.
Yeah. Was it the game that you rear-ended?
No.
Exactly.
That
would
have been sick, though. So... And we're talking, and I was like, hey, I don't mean to be rude, but are we good? Do you guys need anything from me? Because I'm actually on my way to a show, and I can't be late.
So not a lot of damage to your car.
The taillights, like, shattered. The right tail. It's weird, because it was only on the right side, but the right taillight is completely shattered. And then there's a dent in the bumper. But the thing was, like, it's not the car. So what happened, it was just really bad timing because, like, my neck was turned just a little bit, like, turning to the right to, like, look, see if I can merge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking at traffic. And, like, normally, like, I lean back in my car because I'm a thug like that. And
a little gangsta lean.
Yeah. But this time, like, I was sitting up straight because I was, like, trying to, like, stay awake and all that shit. So I stood up straight, like, work on my posture because I'm trying to be a lady now. And he just hit me, like, right then, like, as my neck was turned. So it was just, like, hits the head seat, goes back up. Like, I put my arms up and then hit, like, my arms. Like, it was just, like, complete whiplash.
Now, did your airbags go off at all?
No, it didn't hit me that hard.
Okay.
So, like, that's fine. It wasn't that big of an accident. It was just, like, really shitty timing. And maybe I'm just, like, sensitive to shit, but it fucking hurts. Anyway, so I was telling the people, I'm like, I gotta go to a show. He's like, so the guy that's hella tatted turns to me and is like, so he's like, oh, really? We're probably going to the same show. And I'm thinking in my head, there's no fucking way.
Well, there's only what, like two or three shows in the entire Bay Area?
Yeah. So I was just like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, there's no way. But, you know, all right, let's play. I'll play along. We'll see. So I ask him, I'm like, what show are you going to? He tells me it's Motley Crue and Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I would not put you at that show.
Exactly. And I kind of just gave him this look. And I was like, no, I'm actually not going to that. And I kind of wanted to ask him, like, what made you think I was going to that? Like, what about me gave you that? Like, how many of me do you see there? Were there, that was a plausible question.
Well, to be fair, he was probably thinking, well, she seems cool. I'm cool, so we must be going to the same place.
Oh, see, that makes sense. I'm flattered with that.
That was a compliment.
It was a compliment. I just thought it was so funny because I was just like, actually, I'm going to the complete opposite. And I get to the show and there's hella kids. And my friend and I just looked at each other and were like, oh, shit, dude, because their comedy is not clean. So we just went up and we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. The audience was cool. So it was fun. But that was just like, I had shooting pain. Like all day, and then like it's getting better now. Mm-hmm. But it's just like I can't sleep because then if I sleep, like it hits like a certain spot and then I get the headache again. So I don't know what the fuck that is because I went to the doctor. So I spent all day in the fucking ER. I actually had to leave work because I was throwing up.
Yeah, we were chatting and you were like, oh yeah, I got this. I'm like, you should probably get that checked out.
Yeah, and normally I'd be cool. I was like, it's probably whiplash. And I'm like, not trying to like. You know, if I know they can't do anything for me, then it, like I'm not gonna go. You know, what's the point?
Right, but with a neck injury, you don't know have I knocked a vertebrae out of place? Is there something going on? Is there a small spinal fracture that I should be concerned about? Is there a little floating piece of bone that could basically sever my spinal cord?
And so I can only
blink. These are all things you need to worry about if you get a neck injury.
That's a lot to worry about. But what happened was I started throwing up, so I started freaking out. And then I went to the ER, talked to the doctor. He's like, I don't think you have a concussion. It does concern me that you're throwing up. But it probably is like, he's like, you probably just ended up tearing that muscle that goes from like, it's like down your neck and it actually goes through like your head. Okay. Like it connects everything. So he's like, you probably, if anything, just tore that and you can't do anything about that, but give you painkillers. I was like, great.
So
I ended up getting a CAT scan, so no bleeding of the brain, but he's like, yeah, that's probably what ended up happening. You strained your deltoid or something, but at that point, there's nothing you can do. He's like, if it still hurts, go see your doctor. I'm like, I'm only here because I don't have a doctor. Fuck urgent care, by the way. That is the dumbest fucking place I've ever been. I'm like, I'm here because I'm broke, and you guys are going to charge me out of pocket and then tell me to go get reimbursed by insurance. No, fuck that shit. It's like $130 out of pocket just to be seen, and that's not including any of the tests that need to be ran.
Right.
And I was like, no. You guys are on a fucking little shack in the same parking lot as Goodwill. I'm paying $130. No. I'd rather just go to a fucking hospital.
Yeah. Well, you're feeling better, and that's the important thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I got a good joke out of it. I actually tried the joke last night, and it went over really well. So I'm excited about that. I can't be too mad. I mean, accidents happen. So that's just been my life. And I'm kind of been in pain from that. So I'm a lot slower. Like at work, it's like noticeable because I don't talk as much shit as I normally do. And so like my coworkers are all like, are you okay? What's wrong? And then a couple of them are like, I like you like this. I'm like, fuck you.
I like you way better slightly injured.
Yeah. No, actually, one girl said that to me, and I just looked at her, and I was like, I feel like you're taking advantage of me, or like you want to or something. And then she walked away.
Interesting.
I might be getting a call from HR soon.
That's entirely possible.
How have you been?
I've been busy. I've been busy. I signed up for a trail race in August.
So at this point,
later this month. And I did my first trail run. I went and got trail shoes because you need the proper equipment if you're going to do it. And I drove my ass up to Pollock Pines because that's where the race is. And that's between 3,500 and 4,000 feet in elevation. So it's way different than running on the streets in, you know, sea level Sacramento. And trail running kicks the shit out of you. It really does.
Is it kind of like running during a hike?
Yeah, if you were going to go hiking, but instead you ran part of it on single track trails, and you're going up and down, and there's tree roots and rocks and shit like that.
I don't know how y'all fucking do. Did you get, when you say like shoes and shit, did you get the toe ones, like the feet ones?
No. You mean the Vibram Five Fingers? No.
Oh, is that not?
No. Cool. Well, no, they've never been cool. No, trail shoes have like more rugged lugs on them so that you have traction going up and downhill. I would have hurt myself really badly if I would have had my regular running shoes on, because I had at least one instance where the bottom of my foot hit a tree root really hard. And I didn't fall down, and it wasn't enough to do anything, but it was enough to, like, and you know, in a full run, to basically stop my foot going, and then I stumbled. If I would have, like, regular running shoes, I would have such a bruise on the bottom of my foot today. It would be crazy.
Okay, now I get the hype. Now I get the different shoes. I need to go shopping, actually, and fucking get some shoes. Because I didn't realize, like, you know how I told you I messed up my foot?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm still, like, feeling a lot of pain. And it's like the arch, it's not, yeah, it's like the top of my foot. So the arc of my foot, you know, but like not the bone, the top part of it. And it's like, I think it's the shoes.
Could be.
I haven't felt that. And I used to have these Under Armour shoes, like workout shoes that like I dream about. Those are so awesome. And like, they're not even paying me. Obviously, no one's paying us shit.
Right.
But unless you guys decide to shop through the Amazon tab.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. It's at NateDarlingShow.com. Yeah, it's right at the top.
So if you guys do that, that'd be wonderful. But otherwise, it's not like Under Armour is like paying me to plug this. But those are the best shoes I've ever had. And then I got these cheap like New Balance or something. And like they're kind of hurting. And then when I go to work, I just wear like my Vans, which is probably not a good idea because they're half size too small. But they're so cheap.
Yeah, when you're working out, sometimes the best thing is to suck it up and spend a little
bit
more.
No, you do have to split. Like, I get, like, I'm not justifying the Air Jordans or whatever the fuck people, like, they wait in line, like, 2 days before or some bullshit.
That's stupid.
But I do get the hype, because I know my friend was telling me, like, Air Maxes are really good.
You know, it just depends. There's a lot of really good shoes. It just depends on what fits. When I went to get trail shoes, I went to Fleet Feet, and the brand that I normally buy for running shoes, they're called Altras, and they're kind of a newer company, and they had their new trail shoe come out, and I put it on, and it sucked. It just sucked. I won't go into the reasons why, because it's boring, but but it kind of sucked. And then I'm like, well, let me try those, and those. So I tried them on, and like, no, that's too small. Actually, I had to go up a half size to get shoes that fit. I tried on like about 8 pair of shoes before I finally found a pair that fit, was comfortable, and I was like going back and forth between two different shoes. Like I had one shoe on one foot and one shoe on the other, and I'm running through Fleet Feet with different shoes on to try and figure it out, and finally settled on the shoes that I got. But yeah, for some other people, those other shoes would have been fantastic. But for me, they weren't right. And that's really the thing. It's not that one shoe is great and it's great for everybody, but one shoe that'll be great for me might suck for you, and vice versa.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's like not, you know, what was it, one size fits all. It's not that, but I agree with the whole premise of like, definitely like spend time shopping and going, because like I know, like I've talked to my friends who like, she has like really bad like bad back problems and knee problems too, and then she went to the doctor, or no, it's a chiropractor, and they saw her stand, mm-hmm. and then they offered her these insoles, changed her whole fucking life.
Yeah.
And like that's, I think people take a discount, like all that. And now that I'm getting paid and learning how to save, I'm like excited for my next paycheck, because I really think like, you know, this time I can actually afford really good like workout shoes.
I will say this, and they're not paying me either, but Fleet Feet here, the store in Midtown Sac, is really, really good. They take their time. They go, what are you looking for? What are you going to be doing in your shoes? Are you going to be walking? Are you going to be doing weightlifting? Are you going to be running? What type of running you're going to be doing? And then they have you run in the store with them, and they watch you to make sure, like, if you've got a weird gait or something, they'll be able to go, oh, well, those shows, you run like this, so these shoes probably aren't right for you, but these shoes might be better. And they're just really, really good like that.
Yeah, I think people, like, you know, retail especially, but, like, some people, like, know their shit. Like, my coworker at the Rack, he knows his shoes, like he knows what's up, and like the different types, and like workout and like walking, all that, and just like regular shoes in general. And it's just like, man, you should get paid more, like, for knowing that much information. Like, you're not, you know, like, you obviously don't go to school for that, but like, he's like invested in. And I was like, if they paid me more, I would do research too. Like, it makes sense, make the consumer happy, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, people go back there because it you do get that experience. You don't feel like, you feel like someone's taking care of you.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you walk into, say, Sports Authority and you walk into the shoe department, there's just a bunch of boxes of shoes and you pull some out and you try them on.
Well, they don't pay them enough. That's not... Well, also, I don't know how Fleet Feet works, but I know Nordstrom Full Line, they do work on commission. So they pay attention to your ass.
Well, I have no idea. But the bottom line is, if you go to a place like a Sports Authority or any place like that, they're not going to know as much about stuff because they're just there to stock the shelves and ring you up, and that's fine. But you got to kind of know what you're going in for.
I mean, I think overall, if you're not an idiot, you kind of pick up on stuff. Like, I hella picked up on stuff on just working there. I was never a shoe person at all until I started working there, and then I was like, oh, I'm slowly like picking up on things, and it's just like asking questions. It's not that hard.
But the thing is, you can't watch yourself run. You can't, because when, like, what I'm saying is they'll watch you run.
No, yeah, I agree.
It's something you can't do yourself.
I mean, I wish I could, because I'd be sexy. I don't know why the fuck I just said that. I'm so sorry, everyone. I apologize. That's the painkillers talking, and maybe this blue moon, but the painkillers especially.
Well, speaking of things turning a different way, in a very bold move that's telling of the times that we live in, Cosmopolitan.com has published a list of sex tips specifically for women who have sex with other women. It's titled 28 Mind-Blowing Lesbian Sex Positions. The article walks readers through a number of new positions, including the Laconic Lounger, the Rocket, and Defying Gravity. There are handy illustrations to accompany each position as well. Cosmopolitan magazine recently expanded into featuring more, and I'm reading this, queer-focused content. Last December, the magazine published a piece called 14 Things You Should Never Say to a Gay Man, and more recently, 8 Things to Not Say to a Transgender Person. By the way, I'm sick of lists of shit I'm not supposed to say to people. Fuck you all. You know? Here's 18 things that you need to know about introverts. No, I don't. I don't need to know things about introverts.
Number one. Just kidding. Nate, I actually, I didn't know how to tell you this, but I started writing a list of 18 things I just don't want you to say to me, period. And no, I agree. I don't like being a representative for any type of groups, Asian, gay, whatever. I'm not, please don't make me the token anything, because I'm the worst representation for that. Because I agree. I mean, I understand like what the articles are trying to do. I understand, but anything that mainstream, you're making it so generic, and it's not, it's like shoes, like we were talking about. You don't like make it personal to the person. On top of that as well, like, how are you supposed to have discussions when you can't say certain things?
Right. I mean,
there's of course, like, don't say things. Like, I think just as a human being, you should know, like, automatically you shouldn't say certain things to another human being, regardless.
Right. Now I'm curious, what should I not say to a transgender person?
I am kind of curious, too.
All right, let's do this. Number 8. But you still like ... I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Hi, Ted. And back. Nate Darling Show hosts are here. All of them are here. Number 7. So what's your real name? number 6. So what do you do in bed? Number 5. So you're like super gay? Number 4. You look like a real woman or man. I'd have never known. I don't know. See, that seems like a compliment to me.
I mean, I think it's like, because for someone that's transgender, they already see themselves as that gender. So to be kind of, I don't know. Most of those things, I think you just shouldn't say to another human being in general. Like, telling them what there's other ways to phrase those questions or those ideas. Like, if you have questions about, like, you know, what's your real name? You could have just been like, oh, so what was your name before you transitioned? Like, that's way less offensive, in my opinion, than say, what's your real name? Because obviously, if they're identifying as their new name, that's their real name.
Yeah. See, my whole policy is I just don't ask.
That's good, too.
I think the best policy is not to be too curious about things.
If it doesn't pertain to you, that's a brilliant. I think that's brilliant.
People tell me way more stuff than I want to know anyway.
And he does a podcast with me. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Nate.
What's wrong with me? I don't know. Let me give you a couple of the mind-blowing lesbian sex positions.
Okay, can I just say I was really fucking angry, and I've been cussing a lot on this one. We should do, like, a disclaimer on this.
We do, right at the head of the show.
Oh, that's right. But, I mean, like,
you might recall
before.
It.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. But it contains coarse language.
That's pretty clear.
I feel like this one is like a way more heavy hitter. But anyway, the point is that when I saw it, I got super sad that I wasn't in a relationship. Because I feel like this is something that you'll like read in a magazine. Like when I was reading the Cosmo one, I read the Cosmo ones for fun, like the straight ones.
Sure.
And I was like, that'd be like a cute, like, hey, like, let's try these, like, positions to see if we like them, and it's like fun. Like my this one girl I dated, she was like, she wanted to watch porn just to like, so like, just to like watch it together so we can like not learn, but kind of just like be like, oh, that looks interesting, like let's give that a shot, like just like fun things. So like I saw the article come out, I was like, god damn it, I hate being single.
Because you wanted to rush out and try the breast enhancement.
I wanted to try all of them.
That's where you kneel.
I want to try all of them.
That's where you kneel facing sitting partner and lean in until your nipples are touching, then rub her clit either with your hand or with a vibrator, stopping occasionally to kiss her breasts and nipples. Difficulty? It's slightly greater than a 3. I don't know what that means.
That shouldn't be greater than a 3.
Well, you gotta balance on one hand. I mean, that's the difficulty level.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know. Obviously, it's been a long time, so I don't fucking know. But, like, those are great. I'm definitely... I'd be more impressed with Cosmo and society if they came out with a gay sex one.
Well, here's the rocket, which you might enjoy.
Which I might enjoy.
You kneel over her shoulders and let your butt brush against her nipples while she gets intimate with your clitoris. The difficulty is greater than 3. It's what we in the straight world call sitting on your face.
Oh, see, okay.
Except you're resting your ass cheeks on her boobs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell everyone listening that Ted and Becca are so sweet because they tried to reenact this while Nate was reading it out loud.
Well, what you really want to do, Diana, is probably the kinky jockey, where you have your partner get on all fours, then straddle her hips, tug on her hair while you rub your clitoris against her tailbone. Getting a little 50 Shades of Grey is always hot.
I need to see these images because I'm not a very, like, I'm a visual learner.
Well,
I learn best by doing things.
Well, apparently you have to wear a red teddy and matching red shoes with some gray hose. If you're the one who's grinding on the person on all fours.
I have that sitting in my closet waiting for the right person.
All right, all right, well, let's wrap this up. We gotta move on to other greater things. Not greater things, but larger things, I think is the proper terminology. You got any bits of knowledge? Any bits of awesomeness for Bitches Preach this week?
I did make a new tweet, but actually since I'm bitter right now, we can talk about this. I don't know how to phrase this, but honesty is good, but I don't know. Like, okay, if you're going to shit talk someone or like put your business on blast and expect the other person not to fucking find out, that's just not cool. Like, I don't do sloppy. Like, I don't understand why people shit talk and think that's not going to get around. Especially in Sacramento. I don't understand that shit.
Maybe they want it to get around.
Oh.
Maybe.
Now this just turned awkward. I don't know. My whole deal is like, I believe in actually talking to the person instead of going behind people's backs. So if you have something to say, say it to the person involved especially. So don't... I don't know. How would you articulate that idea?
I believe what you're saying is, say it to my face, bitch!
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then don't fucking go tell everybody, and then I have to find out through like fifth party shit. That's bullshit.
Well, that's what's called the community warning. Sorry.
Oh man.
People have been warned of you.
Fuck me. That's so true.
Anyway, okay. that's a good place to leave it.
Yes.
How about this?
Fuck bitches, get money.
Yeah. Be
and
nice.
Try positions. Wait, why did I'm gonna stop saying that?
Yeah. Cosmopolitan.com is where you find your. Lesbian sex positions. You might be able to convert them for, you know, straight couples. Who knows?
I wonder if I put a Craigslist ad titled "Let's Do the Cosmo," how many hits I'd get. Not Facebook, sorry, Craigslist.
You said Craigslist.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I am really out of it.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. You never know.
Be on the lookout.
Be on the
just
lookout.
Kidding.
Yeah. She's got 2 hours prepaid at the motel.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You're right. They do have one of those by UC Davis Medical Center.
Okay. All right. I think that's a good place to leave it. So remember, say it to her face, bitch. That's going to do it for the Well Hung podcast. Remember, new Nate Darling shows Wednesday and Friday right here, and new Well Hungs every Monday. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.